If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Mark 11. But remember the thing, folks, that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Our words have power.
Yes.
And we are either speaking a blessing or a curse upon ourselves. Think for a moment on all that you spoke this past week. We said last week. Think of all that you've said. Did you speak life or did you speak death? I'll ask you again this week. Go over your whole conversation from last week. Were you speaking life? Were you speaking God's blessings? Were you speaking His word? Or did we take things in our own hands and start speaking our own words? Did we grab some words that we know that we shouldn't be saying and we spoke them out anyway? If you find yourself doing that, repent from it. So I just recall those words that I spoke against God. I repent, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive me that I spoke opposite. He said, well, I didn't speak against God. Anytime you speak something opposite of what God says, you're speaking against God.
Right.
Okay, it's plain and simple. You're either for me, the Lord says, or you are against me. There's no neutral in there. Okay, you're either before Him or against me. Find yourself speaking out, saying things that the Word of God doesn't say. Now you're speaking against Him. And when He says He sent His Word to heal them, and you say, well, He don't heal anymore. Man, you just spoke against the Word of God. Wow. You know, sometimes we get ourselves all tied up. We're speaking things that we don't even believe some of the stuff we think or we speak, I guess. But we hear other people say it. And so we just copy what they say. Well, that's what the pastor said. Long I'm speaking what the Lord says, yes. But you must always look what Jesus Christ speaks. And do not speak opposite of that. You say, well, I just want to understand how it works. Great. You're learning. Just believe. That's called faith. And what was that song, Carol? That last song we sang again? Huh? Yeah, I surrender all. I mean, all our way of thinking to the Word of God. In Mark 11:23, Jesus says, truly I say to you, Carol Lawrence, if you speak to this mountain to be taken up and cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say is going to happen, it shall be granted to you. Do not doubt. Do not doubt. And, you know, and some of us, you know, I know the younger folks will go over and on the way home, they'll look over at the airport and say, big hill, move. Yeah, they don't say it. Big hill, move. Well, what is happening here? First of all, remember, Christ is walking with the disciples and He's saying, okay, you see this? See this mountain? He's using it as an explanation. No matter how big something is in your life, you speak to it. How do you speak to it? Speak to it by His Word. And you got to believe in His Word. That it will move for you. Tell this tree to be uprooted and jump into the sea, and it will do that. But again, speaking His words to the mountains in our lives today. And a lot of us right now, we could have a lot of different mountains in our life. But we got to learn to speak to it. Speak to it according to the Word of God. Sometimes we speak to it according to the word of Starkey, or the word of Opal, or the word of Joe, and we make them mountains grow bigger, don't we? You know, we're fertilizing them instead of having it diminished by the word of God. See, what we really believe really matters also. If we believe something evil will happen, then we are willing that. Oh, I don't know today. I got a bad feeling today, Joe. I just know something bad is going to happen to me today. Something bad is going to happen to me today. You know, I've heard people say that before. But you got to understand, a sign to you is the angels of the Lord to watch over you. And they respond to us. They listen. They respond to God. We can't command them. But when you say, well, something evil is going to happen to me today, oh, okay. They want something evil to happen to me. Okay, they don't think. You know everything about an angel. They react. You know, they always said, you know, I heard a demonstration one time by Jesse Duplantis. He talked about this child. The mother, this child won't go outside and play. He said, well, you go outside and play, but you just go around in front of the car and get hit. You just run out in front of the car and get hit. Speaking that into existence. And the child runs out in the car and gets hit. Okay? What happens is our word of mouth can tie the thing that God has given us. Okay, we can actually tie the hands of our angels. And say, okay, well, they're willing that, you know. Angels are of the supernatural. They're not of the flesh. Okay? So again, No one would ever want to speak any illness or sickness or bad stuff on anybody. Amen? So don't speak it. Don't say it. Because your word, as a born-again Christian, your word is interwoven with the Spirit of the living God that created things by speaking. That lives in us. So, as it says the Father, so as the children. So take that. That is awesome. And it's not to scare you. You think for a second, man, what can I speak into existence to glorify God? You know? What can I do? Well, as you study the Scripture, you find out more and more that you can speak into existence. It's not just walking around speaking. And there used to be a thing called name it and claim it. You know, I walk around, I just claim myself a Cadillac today, black or red interior and stuff like that. No. It's living. Surrendering all to God. Allowing His Word to be number one in our life. And then following that Word. And we'll see, we have and we continue to see great things take place in our life. You know, if we say, he'll never be any good. You ever said that? My wife has. No. But just think of that. Or no, you haven't, honey. I'm just kidding you. Or my husband will never be saved. Which is a lie right there because God, Christ has already saved the whole world. Okay? Your husband or your wife or children are already saved. They just have not received it yet. You understand? There's a big difference in there. When we plead to God, God, save my son, save my husband. He's saying, well, listen, I already have. Jesus Christ has came and He has saved the whole world. He has died for every sin, past, present, and future. It's all done. Nothing else needs to be done. So it's not save my loved one. I just speak that God calls my loved one to receive that gift. Yes. Intervene in his life today. Father, put them obstacles. I'm giving you permission, Lord. We're interceding for this son, this daughter, this husband, this wife of mine. Father, things will take place today that will cause him to receive this great gift of salvation that you've given. Again, now we're speaking the words of the Lord. We're speaking things in existence. You know, so, oh man, they'll never be saved. So, my child will be saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, I just speak it now, Joe. Amen. That no power in hell is going to stop my son and my daughter from receiving that gift that Jesus Christ gave me. Right. Demon of addiction, I just rebuke you from my mind of my daughter, my son. Whatever it is, you speak against it out of your family's life. Yes. And that in the name of Jesus Christ, I cover him with the blood of Christ. And no demon in hell can penetrate that blood of Christ. They know demon of hell can come against me through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm not scared. I'll speak against them.
Yes.
And we'll see deliverance come.
Amen.
No matter how bad you think the situation is, I'll tell you what, Jesus Christ has conquered it all. And He's raising up the church to do the same thing. Allow Him to go through you, speak it into existence, and watch this revival take place in our families, our loved ones. They might think you're crazy. Let them think you're crazy. I came to that conclusion not too long ago. I'd rather think someone thinks I'm crazy and hear the gospel than think I'm sane and die and go to hell. I don't care what people think of me anymore. Our Lord did not. He never ran a popularity. He spoke the truth. And I pray that that's what we do. We just speak the truth out there and let it go. Let it go and let those seeds fall. You know, my kids always be on drugs. We say, no. We speak against that. We speak against that demon addiction. The spirit of addiction be removed from their bodies. And we speak against a friend. Maybe it might be their friends are hanging around. Lord, I speak right now that the friends of my children will be separated. Father, those who are not walking according to your word to be removed. And I just speak born again Christians into the lives of my young ones to minister to. And I, as a born again Christian, I draw the line. I allow no unevil thing come in my household. No unevil thought to come in my mind. No unevil thing enter my house by any way. By friends, by TV, by music, by games. I draw that line. Not in my house, demon. Get out. And when we draw that and we speak that and we stand on that, I'm telling you what, the demons in hell is going to shake because of the power of Jesus Christ. But yes, stand on it. He'll raise his head up. Don't say, "Here you think you are," but I know who I am in Jesus Christ. I'm born again.
Yes.
I'm born again. I'm covered by the blood of Christ. And when we stand up to do that, you'll see things taking place in your house, guys.
Yes.
You'll see it. Oh, it's awesome. But as we sang earlier, as we surrender all, we can't keep a little spot back. I can't keep this little thing I want to do on a Friday night just for myself. I deserve it. Oh, I worked hard all week. I deserve a little bit. You know, come on. I'm a man. Or I'm a woman. Or I'm a kid. We can't. That one little thing that you hold back is what's stopping you. It's what's stopping the Lord. This is all me. I married my wife. We had a special contract. I'm only married on her Monday through Saturday. Sundays we're not married. You know, I get this. That's funny though, right? In a way. Well, sometimes we want that same contract with God.
Right.
Okay, Lord, I give you my life. Take away my sin, my death sentence. Oh, bring me healing, bring me prosperity, all kind of stuff. But not on Tuesday. And we got this agreement. Me and the Lord, Tuesday's one. No. No, we don't. No. Folks, it has to be everything. If we just, sometimes, maybe God is so big at times, we can't fathom all that He has for us. Maybe He's so big, we think, well, He don't really need me today or to be in fellowship with Him. He'll overlook me today. But folks, everyone, if there's only one of us ever existed and sinned, Jesus Christ would have died on the cross for you. You know that? Your sins have been forgiven. That's how much God loves us. If we understand our words to do things when we speak, and for some of us, if not all of us, we have been shooting ourselves in the foot, so to speak. We pray one way, but then we speak the other way, which cancels out our prayers. And we had a demonstration on that. Imagine a gun that's loaded. It's laying up here right now. When you pull the trigger, what's going to happen? It's going to shoot, right? What's it going to hit?
Whatever you're pointing at.
Amen. Whatever you're going to point at. That weapon has the power of life or death. So does the Word of God. See, that weapon can be held, loaded, never fired. But it would deter someone. That weapon can be fired in the air and cause someone to leave that's going to hurt you. Or it can be fired and kill someone. Every time you open our mouth, we're cocking it. Now we're going to fire. We're going to speak something. And it's either going to be life or it's going to be death. Jesus tells us again to speak to the mountain. Jesus didn't say for us to come around and complain about the mountain, did he? Let's say, oh, that mountain's too tall, it's too wide, it's too long. Mm. Jesus didn't say for us to talk about this mountain, did he? He said, now if you just talk about this mountain, no, he didn't. Jesus didn't tell us to sit around and compare each other to mountains either, did he? He didn't tell us that either. Now you think about mountains, and right now in your mind you might think of a lot of different mountains you have coming in your life. And we'll look at a few of them in the next couple of weeks. But for a lot of people, just think about medical issues can be a gigantic mountain in our life. Amen?
Amen.
It really can be. I know when you don't feel good, or when you're sick, when you have a disease, a report from the doctor is overwhelming. All these can build a blocking stone to our life, a stumbling block, like, man, I can't do anything until I get this mountain moved. You know, we can turn into a mountain ourselves, but God has given us a mountain mover, and that mountain mover is Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected. Jesus Christ is that mountain mover. He died, He rose up from the grave, conquered everything in this world. And as born-again believers, as followers of Jesus Christ, there's not a mountain that we cannot move. But for a lot of us, when we're facing the mountain in the medical area, it kind of goes like this. Well, I don't feel good today. Carol, I've got a headache, and my back ached today. Oh, Satan, you're really, really after me today, Carol. Then Carol says, well, you're talking. I know what you mean. She says, my back aches, my head aches, my shoulder hurts, and it's hard for me to breathe today. Oh, Satan, really trying to take me down, Carol says. Now, it might be a third person around the table in the room and say, also, they comment on their medical condition, their trouble, and on. We keep saying, oh, I'm getting worse. Oh, Satan really got me, Joe. I woke up this morning, my back is killing me. Folks, number one, we give Satan too much power, too much credit for the things that we do in our own lives. Okay? At one time, I could pick up 300 pounds. Okay, I can't anymore. If I tried it last night to pick up 300 pounds, my back go out. It's not Satan attacking me. It's myself and my stupidity. Okay? You know, too many times we'll give Satan the credit. Oh, man, I tell you what. Man, he's after me. He's destroying my finances. End of the month, I don't have a dime left. Well, pastor says he's a devourer. But you stop for a moment and you remember, as you get in your car, all the McDonald's bags you got to step over and all the pizza boxes in the back of it. And you go home and all the Chinese containers in the trash can.
Ouch.
God didn't give you a bum rap. Okay? You're saying Satan's taken away from you when we are not disciplined enough to handle what God's given us. Okay? Sometimes the problem is right here. I have not because I blew it. Amen?
Right.
So we have to look at that. Remember when God says that He will supply all your needs to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19.
Yes.
He's speaking, as you give to the Lord, as we said, I surrender all.
Yes.
He'll provide for you.
Amen.
He will provide for you.
Yeah.
And some of us today, we think, oh man, he's just not providing for me. Well, He is, but you're blowing everything that He's given you to provide for it. Man, we find ourselves out there taking what God's given us, and we spend it on everything. And folks, I don't care. I mean, you can go to the movies every night. You can eat out every night. You can buy cigarettes. You can buy pop. You can buy everything you want. But don't tell me, and don't complain about my God saying not meeting your needs when we are letting our habits, our wants, go ahead of our needs.
Right.
Too many of us, man, we are giving God a bad rap.
Right.
Because we are taking what He's given us and we're not disciplined enough to sit down. Okay, God, my needs is what? I need shelter, I need clothing, I need food. That's what it's for. My needs. Anything else is a bargain. Folks, if you drove today, I drove today. That's a bargain. Understand that. We have brothers and sisters around the world. They walk hours to come to church.
Yes.
Praise God. We have a crock pot on back here with ham. I got scalloped potatoes going in the oven. That is a blessing. It could be berries back here, a little bowl of berries and that green stuff you eat, spinach, okay? So when we look and say, man, God, you're not meeting my needs. Well, number one, are you born again? Yeah, this is for this church, for this followers.
Yes.
He's not out there equipping His enemy.
Right.
Do you see us going over to Iraq, dropping down machine guns to our enemy? No. It's the same way. If we do not have a relationship with Christ, if He's not our Savior and Lord, don't expect God to pour into your hands what He has designated for His saints. Yeah, sign up. You know, we're getting too much in this life. We're used to receiving without giving. And with a Christian walk process, giving your life to Jesus, giving everything to Him, giving your sins, let Him have it all, and receiving Him, and then following Him, allow His Word. We are the biggest mountain we have because we don't want to change at times. It's been that way back last year and a year before, and Joe, 20 years ago, maybe. It's been the same, okay? And for 20 years, you've been without, haven't you? For 20 years, you ever been there? I mean, We have to remember that Satan is a deceiver. You know, I told the story before that, you know, where we had a credit card and then all of a sudden we got a credit card in the mail that had a $5,000 limit on it. Wow, thank you, Lord, man. Yeah, right, that was from God. Yeah, well, I'll take this credit card and I'll pay off my higher interest rate credit card, and man, look at the money I'll save. And within 3 years, you got both credit cards maxed out. God, you said you'd supply all my needs. I did. Starkey, read my word. No man should be indebted. If I just win the lottery, Dolores, I got it made. You're right. The Word of God says, I'm going to mess up the quote on this, but money quickly gained is quickly lost. A fool and his money is quickly separated. Amen? Amen. Wow, it's dumb. That's why I don't have any money. I will go on from here right now, okay?
It's all in my wallet.
It's all in your wallet? But and I'm going to make this, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to go on. But what I'm saying about all my back aches, my okay, don't get upset with me, okay? Because it will tie in later on. But the thing of it is, if you ask me today, Betty, hey, Pastor, how you feeling today? I want you to really care how I feel.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, just tell me good morning. Okay? Because if I come and say, well, how you doing today, Pastor? I'll tell you what. Betty, I got up this morning. My back just hurts. It just, you know, it's kind of, you see me how I'm just kind of sore today. Well, preacher, let's pray.
Yes.
You want me to pray for you? Yes. So what you're doing, you don't say, hey, let me pray for you. You say, well, Pastor, do you want me to pray for you? When I say yes, I have just executed my faith.
Right.
Yes, sister.
Yes.
I executed my, and man will pray. Okay. So when someone says, hey, how you doing today? Behind me, Satan.
Yes.
Take out their word and tell them. Well, I got up this morning. I got up this morning. I don't know why. I'm just so depressed this morning. I don't know. I'm just so depressed. Something's. Oh wow. That's a spirit of heaviness.
Right.
Do you want me to pray for you? Yes, will you? Boom. Okay. And we sit around the table, and all of us got bad backs today. Let's pray. You know what I'm saying? Let's don't speak to each other. Let's don't try to give God the. Let's don't try to give Satan the glory for it. We sit around the table in God's house. And we're giving Satan the glory for our bad backs. I'm going to say, hey, greater he is in me than he is in the world.
Amen.
His word is alive. I'm going to speak his word.
Yes.
Again, that's called renewing our mind. It's called listening to the word of God, watching how we're speaking. Because we say this a lot. If we speak things that are taking place. It doesn't take faith to speak what you already see. It takes faith to speak what you don't see. My back hurt this morning, Dolores. He raised me up in the name of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to preach this gospel this morning. My back ain't going to stop me today. Even though I shouldn't have shoveled that snow last night or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Yes. What you say? Jesus said to speak to the mountain. That's what we have to do. We can sit around and wish all we want, but we have to speak to it. Remember, our body responds to what the Word of God says. That we speak our body, which is made in the image of God, and ourselves as a born-again Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ up from the grave, now lives in us. As we speak the words of our Lord, it comes out by the Spirit that lives in us. Hebrews 4:12. Again, we need to take down this mountain that we have, which is ourselves. We have to get these words of God rooted into our heart. The 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now again, going back to a born-again believer, the Word of God is living, active, and sharper than any two-edged sword. When I say that, to me, it's sharper to separate. I can separate whatever's coming across my loved one, whatever's coming into my life right now to try and take me away from God. I can speak that out. It will separate. It'll separate good from evil. It'll separate those in the lives of our loved ones that's bringing them down, taking them away from the Lord. It'll separate that relationship as I speak it out. Again, the Word of God is alive and it's sharp than a two-edged sword, but we have to speak it out. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak out His word. Find out a situation that you're dealing with and speak against it. I speak against that spirit of false religions over my loved ones.
Yeah.
To think everyone's gone to heaven, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ today. That thought will be separated from their thinking.
That's right.
That the words of God that I've spoken to them shall take root. It shall, that seed is planted, it shall grow, they shall be counted upon the numbers.
Yeah.
Amen? Speak it. It's like walking around, you have a sword in your sheath. And you're walking around with it. And you're going to do battle. Would you stand there with the sword in your sheath? And here comes Kenny Weekly after me with a big sword. I'm going to pull it out, right? I'm going to defend myself first. And then I'm going to go on the offense. I'm going to make Kenny back up because I got my sword out. I'll take control of this situation. Same way in our lives today, our own personal lives as born-again Christians, we take the Word of God, we speak into our own lives, that our own spirit will yield to it, then we speak it out into the lives that God brings us in order to relieve them, to show them the love of God, and to loose them, whatever's got them bound, will keep them away from the body of Christ.
Right.
Spiritual warfare. And we have the greatest power there is. There's nothing more powerful than us. Amen?
Amen.
But he said it's piercing. It's a two-edged sword. It cuts. Going in and comes, going back. A two-edged sword, no matter how you move it, it's going to cut. It's going to do. So we have to speak that word out. And, you know, and Satan is a deceiver. Understand that. He also is a... he's a liar, but also he is... When you pretend to be somebody.
That's correct.
A fake imposter, okay? Okay. As we speak out with ours, we speak out words of God that's not of God, we can do the same thing. Listen. Listen to this. Brother Joe tells me, he said, man, I've read in the Bible that Jesus Christ is the same today, tomorrow, and forever. It says in the Word of God that Jesus went about healing all those who came to Him. Wow. Well, Joe, listen, man. That stopped back in the day. That just helped get the church started. Okay? I mean, brother, God doesn't heal anymore, okay? You know, we don't speak in tongues anymore. The Holy Spirit is dead. Okay? That was all just given to us to start the church with. But what did I just do, though? Here, Brother Joe's sitting here, speaking the pure Word of God. I come along with my opinion, which is not God's, and then you know my opinion of the devil. Amen? What I'm speaking, don't lose me, what I'm speaking, just spoken, is a lie, okay? But I just spoke it to my brother. Wow, now Joe's got a lot of respect for me. Wow. Okay, well, I just now separated the Word of God from Joe. Because now you think, well, man, Starkey, you've got to know what he's talking about. He's in church. He's a preacher. And so he's going to start relying more on me because maybe I've studied the Bible just a little bit more than Joe. I don't know. But he's going to say, well, maybe somewhere in there it said that the gifts cease. So now my brother's going to sit here believing that healing has stopped or so confused he don't know what to believe. I just spoke out with God, Word of God did not say. I just spoke to Satan, and he just came in with his word and separated the Word of God from my brother Joe. I am not concerned about your opinion, and I'm not concerned about my opinion. I'm concerned about is the Word of God. Amen. You can tell me how you think you get to heaven. I can tell you how I think you how you get to heaven. But the Word of God will show you. Amen. And so many people today have got an idea how to get to heaven. But it doesn't line up with the Word of God.
Right.
Amen? Amen? It doesn't. So I don't care what you think, how you get to. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do care what you think. Okay, I want to hear it because I want to help you straighten it out. But you don't care how I think how you get to heaven. You want to know, how does Jesus say I get to heaven? That's what I'm here for, okay? And that's what we need to do. Receive that and then share that, okay? Now, I know Brother Joe... I know he's seen the hand of God upon him, and Joe's been healed, raised up off the deathbed before. He's seen a granddaughter.
Yes.
Eyesight. Amen? So now, when I speak today, I say, well, healing doesn't take place anymore. You know I'm a liar, don't you, Joe? When I said that, you knew, man, that's not right. That ain't right, Pastor. Healing's taking place. It touched my body, my granddaughter's body, so I know healing's for today. Right? That spirit is raised up inside of you. Man. But you take someone who does not know yet, a young Christian, someone who's trying to learn, and we speak things out of our mouths that isn't the Word of God. Man, you're being used by Satan to separate things. Folks, in this area here, there's so much folklore about Jesus, about religion, how you get to heaven. It's sad. It really is. A lot of people have folklore, and they build their whole relationship with God on that. Jesus Christ is the only way to God. The only way. Psalms 107:20. Let's tear down some more of our own mountain here. Very, very popular verse that we've shared here for several years. Psalms 107:20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Okay? Again, He sent His word to heal them. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Amen? He came, died on the cross. Healed us from our sins. Healed us from any bodily affliction. Any sickness, disease is there. He did it. Now, we have to receive that. And He delivered them from their destruction. Now, as He sent His word to heal them, as you listen to the word of God, and you follow the word of God, and you realize that some of the stuff you've been doing is sin, you repent from your sin and you get out of it. Amen? Because the wages of sin is what? Death. Sin in your life will bring sickness and disease upon you. Okay, listen. Sickness and disease can come upon your body because of sin in your life. It also can come upon your body because of sin in other people's lives. Okay? We all get sick. We all can get sick today. We all will die today because of one reason. Because Adam and Eve sinned. And that sin is handed down to generation to generation to generation. Jesus Christ came to reverse that. When He died on the cross, He died for our sins. He took our death. We do not have to die. This body will lay down, but my soul, my spirit will not go to hell. It will ascend into heaven and be with Christ forever and ever and ever. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's His word. That's His truth. And that's what we rely upon. Too many times we sidestep a little bit on that. We don't realize it. We start compromising the Word of God. But when you read the Word of God, and it tells you, lying is a sin, it'd be better off, like the Bible says, than to cut your tongue out. Otherwise, they repent from it. When He says that gossiping is a sin, and you do it, man, you say, okay, you're stepping out from beneath that shield that God's given you to the blood of Christ. And you're stepping out in the sin world. And you can gossip all you want, but you're leaving that back door open for sickness and disease to come upon you. Amen?
Yeah.
Listen to me, guys. Listen to me. Yeah, I surrender all. I mean, that sin that we try to hang on to, man, it's detrimental to you and also to me. Man, if you're out there sinning, you know, as a pastor, I stay repentive. I stay in prayer. I want to be, when that phone rings right now, I want to be in season. I'm going to be able to pray. I'm going to be able to speak the Word of God and not have it be deterred at all. But if we choose to stay in sin, then we are separating our relationship with God. We're closing His ears down. Again, it's not about you. It's about other people.
Right.
If I come to you today, Jeff, and say, Jerry, I need prayer. Oh, let me pray for you, preacher. Man, yes. But man, you just, you know, you came today, but you left the three girlfriends at home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm excusing my faith, but as you come in agreement with me, you can't because you're in sin. And you have to repent from your sin. Turn away from it, He says. Turn away from it. Psalms 119:105 says, Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And I'll say it again slower, honey. I saw you look at me. Psalms 119:105. When you can say this, when you can say that Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, you are on the right path. When you can say that, that Your word is a lamp to my feet. Now, if you're saying Your word is a stumbling block to my feet, then we need to talk. If you have things that you're doing in your life, and the Word of God says, man, don't do it, and you continue to do it, then the Word of God isn't a light to your feet upon the path. It is a stumbling block. It's a roadblock. It's stopping what God wants to do for you. Remember, God created us. Amen? He gave us His Word. He wants to watch over. He wants to bless us. But it's up to us. Again, we have to get our mindset that we are so used to receiving anything we want for no reason at all. We are in the point in history that we are an entitlement world, generation. I'm entitled to that. I'm entitled to this. And we try to take the same thing and we apply it to God. Well, I'm entitled to everything. No, I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm not entitled to one thing from God until I receive the Son as a Savior and Lord. Right. Then the blessing of the heavens opened up for me. Other than that, there's nothing. And that's God's love. He loved us so much, He gave us His Word to show us, man, listen. Wouldn't it be awesome, Betty, if I told you, listen, I got $20,000 down the street for you. Wow. Now, in order to get there, what do you do, Pastor? We'll all be excited, won't we? Man, 20. Okay, oh, I need to go out the door. I need to go left, go down two blocks, turn right, go down the alley, hang a left where the little greenhouse is. On the right-hand side, you see a white car. Open the door up. It's laying on the back seat. I just now gave you instructions to bless you. I want to bless you. Okay? Now, if you go out here and say, well, the preacher told me to go left. I'm going right anyway. I don't care what he says. I'll go. I'll still find it up here. Would you ever find it?
No.
No, you would not. No, you would not. And you would listen so closely to me. Okay? We want, the Word of God is the same way. He gave us His Word to give us direction to receive all He has for us. Right. But we take it as, man, what kind of God is that? What kind of God is that? He'll send people to hell. He doesn't send anybody to hell. People choose. He's a loving, caring God. He says, here's the path from destruction. Man, you don't need to go to hell. Follow my word. Isn't that love? Follow my word. But it hurts. It hurts. It hurts because you can't live in sin. Sin only has a season of pleasure. It's love. When God gives you this word, follow it. And again, that's where some of us have our mountains at because we don't follow the word of God. We want the blessing. Bless me, Lord! But we don't want to follow Him to be blessed. Folks, we can be our worst nightmare because we think our own thinking, and God tells us many times, don't rely upon your own thinking. His thoughts. His thoughts. Isn't it His heaven? Amen? Isn't it His world? Yeah. Are we His creation? Yeah. Isn't it His blueprints? Yeah. Should we not follow them?
Yeah.
Yes, we should. Isaiah 53:5. We shared this last week. He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastising of our well-being fell upon Him. And by His stripes, or even we go by scourging, let's give you a better view. By His scourging, we are healed. Again, He brings us. He died for our sins. Every one of us received our salvation through Jesus Christ's blood. We can't receive it any other way. And He brings healing through the scourging that He took. The whips, them stripes on His back, was for our healing of our bodies. Our healings. Now, again, another scenario. If I told you today there's a doctor in Columbus that I can drive you to tomorrow and your disease will be removed, you have to go down 16 to 161 to, help me out, New Albany, to wherever you want to go, you would write them directions down and you'd be on the car tomorrow to go. Amen?
Amen.
Share that out of love. Well, when God says He sent His Son to die for our sins, to pay our death penalty, bring healing to our bodies. Follow me, repent from your sins, turn away. This is the road. We say, ah. Man, we freeze up. We freeze up. We don't surrender all. A lot of times we get the point, okay, how much can I give up of my sin? Take my medication and still get to heaven. Follow me on this. Don't lose me on this. Medication that we take, I truly believe, is a blessing from God. All good gifts come from the Father above. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. At times, there's medication we can take, at the same time, allowing the Word of God to come into our life and heal our bodies. And a time will come, we won't need that medication. It's kind of like putting a cast on a broken leg. Okay? I'm going to leave that cast on my leg just long enough to heal it. Amen? Yeah. I'm not going to leave it on 4 years later. You know what I'm saying? Well, sometimes we get to the point in our life that God delivers us. He heals our body, but now we don't want to give up the medication. We got to watch ourselves on that. Okay? You got to watch yourself, and that is very easy to get addicted to drugs. I'm telling you, it's very easy. Yeah, if you take a tour, a poll, and I would say of the world, 60 or 70% of people are on pain medicine anymore. They're taking pain medicine. And folks, it's a good thing to take. Don't get me wrong, okay? But we should not quit seeking the Word of God to bring healing to us. I've been on pain pills before. Man, they can be detrimental to you. You know, they make you think weird stuff and give you nightmares. I praise God I had them to kill that pain. But thank God I was able to get rid of them. But too many times we want to medicate some of the problems that we have. And this world is good at medicating them. But again, follow what your doctor's saying. But I'm saying a lot of times where the Word of God will come in a person's life, a person so miserable, so upset, can't really feel like living because sin has taken over their lives, instead of sharing the God, hey, listen, repent from your sins, man. That's the spirit of suicide over you. Come to the Lord, let's pray. Instead of that, we say, take this pill. Take more pills. And we get to the point where we're a zombie. Right. And what we need is the Word of God come in our life and lift us up. Yeah. Set us free. Set us free. I know many people on medication for depression and different stuff. And man, it helps them function. And as they hear the Word of God, man, hey, I'm taking less medicine, preacher. Oh, wow, that's awesome. Someday it may be all the way off. You might. The Word of God keeps coming into you, okay? It will happen. Well, man, I only use half a pain pill today. My back is getting better. Okay. As we hear that Word of God, we allow Him to be number one in our life. A lot of things that take place. You know, we want to be a walking miracle for God. Yes. Amen? Yes. Folks, you got to remember this. He owns you. Okay, He wants to use you 100%. If we find ourselves to the point at times that a preacher don't... Don't pray for my healing. You do, I mess up all my benefits I got. I laugh, but I'm telling you. It's out there. It's out there. But I'm going to tell you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Because time is coming very soon. The benefits we're receiving will be gone. Understand that, folks. Understand that. Any benefits you have coming from the government shall be gone. Because we are bankrupt. Okay? My pension shall be gone. You know? God always shows that hard times are coming. But for His people, He'll bring us through it. Yeah. So I'd rather have my healing today and not need anything else. But seek ye. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Allow His word to be number one in your life. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the vindication is from me, declares the Lord. So no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. And that encouraged me that there's no weapon that's going to come my way, it's going to prosper. It doesn't say I won't be attacked, but it won't prosper. And what Satan comes to do to kill, steal, and destroy, as I stay under the blood of Jesus Christ, as I allow His word to be light upon my path, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. But when I allow His word to be stepped on with my own feet, in order for me to gain things I want in this simple world, then any weapon formed against me can prosper. When I step out from under the blood of Jesus Christ, when I just turn away and say, I don't care what the Word of God says. This is my house, Joe. I'll do what I want to. You do what you want to. But don't declare that no weapon formed against you. Satan will bring that back to you. He'll say, oh, no weapon formed against you will prosper. And he's a liar, because he knows when you step out from under the blood of Jesus Christ, when you take things back in your own hand, you've taken everything back. Again, the Word of God comes to us as born-again believers. I'll share one more with you. But again, don't hate me too much this week. Wait till the end of the next week, then we'll come together on the prayer. Because it's awesome, the power that we have. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and verse 7. Now it shall be, if you will diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of earth. Verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and shall flee before you seven ways. Now it shall be if you will diligently obey the Lord your God. He's saying, okay, it's up to you again. Again, we're speaking this mountain, you're speaking to yourself. If you will diligently do not compromise the commandments of God, if you do what He says to do. He says, I will rebuke the devourer for you. I will defeat your enemies and they shall scatter from you. If you will obey. Now, I encourage you this week to go back in this week and read Deuteronomy 28. It's an awesome thing to encourage you. It has maybe 15 verses that tells you what happens if you obey the Lord. And then it spends the next 50 verses what happens when you don't obey the Lord. Yeah. And people say, well, wait, preacher, Carol White, we're under grace. We're under grace. You're preaching the Old Testament. You're preaching the laws, the commandments. Folks, the grace of God is you're not wiped out when you break the commandments. Jesus told us He did not come to abolish the law. But He fulfilled every sacrificial law there was in the Old Testament. Okay? He did. But God has changed not. He has changed not. And I know this new age out there that's saying, well, things are different. Lifestyles are different. God changed. He has not changed a bit. If you find yourself today, man, I've just been this mountain, I've been trying to get over it, I've been getting around it, I've been praying God. Well, get down this week on your knees and seek Him. Say, God, show me. Show me what's in my life that I shouldn't have there. Show me my mistakes. Show me my way of thinking. Show me my land. God, I've been praying for 4 or 5 years for this. What am I going wrong at? Show me something else in my life I need to change. And if you really ask God, He'll speak to you. He'll show you. But the number one thing that will change your life is the Word of God, your commitment to Him. I continue to encourage you, I'll close, is seek that Word of God. Put God number one in your life. Not just you depend upon it, but those around you depend upon it. And do what you can to get in and hear the Word of God. Come. Amen. Bible studies Tuesday morning if you make it. Thursday night if you can make it. You know, whatever's stopping you, set it aside. Give it one season totally to God. Say, okay, God, clean me up. Come in. Let me hear that word. You see what you can use me for this. See, I think the season is so short before the taking away of the church that we need every weapon. We need every one of us fully in battle array with the greatest weapons we have, which is the Word of God. To help deliver those right now who are still in bondage. And to encourage every one of us not to fall back. Amen. 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 Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your Word. God, I just thank You that You are a mountain mover. And Father, as I preach this morning, I see parts of a mountain that You're moving for me. And I just thank You, Lord, that I allow more of Your Word into my life. And I yield myself more to Your Word. And for those gathered here today and the sound of my voice, Father, we just ask You, God, to show us through Your Word. Speak to us. We want more of You. We want to see where our areas are that we need more work. Not working our way to heaven. We don't mean that, God. But more work to allow You to work more through us. We know that salvation is a free gift given to us from the cross of Jesus Christ. That as we call upon the name of the Lord, repent from our sins. God, that you're there to forgive us of our sins. And through baptism, that Holy Spirit came upon us, now lives in us, to give us guidance and understanding your word. That Father, may your blessing be upon each one gathered here today. And anyone here today that, man, you know this thing is true. You know, man, you want this relationship with God, but you know that you've been separated because of sin in your life. Maybe you walked with the Lord many, many days and you turned away from him. Right now, just say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me my sin. Come back. You know, he'll take you off right where you started from. Just turn back to him today and welcome him back into your life. And if you never established a relationship with God, if you never accepted Christ as your Savior, Lord, have you never, what Christ says, to be born again, that's never occurred. God has moved upon their hearts to contact me. I may share with them the greatest gift known to mankind, the gift of salvation. Father, to you be the glory this day. In Jesus' name, amen.